Welcome to Siterep Israel. This podcast provides automated situational reports generated by Claude Sonnet 4.7. For more info, see siterepizer.com. S-I-T-E-E-P-S-R, US seizes Iranian vessel MV Tuska, Iran threatens retaliation, Islamabad talks in doubt. Issue 2027 Israel time, 1727 UTC, Monday the 20th of April 2026. Bottom line, the US Navy seized the Iranian cargo vessel MV Tuska in the Sea of Oman / Strait of Hormuz area, prompting the IRGC to threaten retaliation and Iran's foreign ministry to accuse Washington of ceasefire violations. Simultaneously, Iran has not confirmed participation in the next round of US-Iran talks in Islamabad, despite Vance's arrival in Pakistan placing the diplomatic track in acute uncertainty. The US seizure of the Iranian cargo vessel MV Tuska has injected a new kinetic dimension into an already fragile ceasefire, with the IRGC threatening retaliation and Tehran calling the act armed piracy and a ceasefire violation. Hormuz traffic collapsed post-weekend following mutual attacks, with WTI crude jumping approximately 6% to $89 on renewed blockade fears. On the diplomatic front, Iran has not confirmed attendance at Islamabad talks despite Vance's arrival, and Trump has threatened infrastructure strikes if Iran rejects a deal by week's end. In Lebanon, the ceasefire holds but is under strain from over 220 reported Israeli violations, an IDF-established yellow line buffer zone, and Hezbollah's public refusal to disarm ahead of Thursday's direct talks. Iran. MV Tuska seizure triggers IRGC retaliation threat. Islamabad talks collapse risk. MV Tuska seizure, the US Navy seized the Iranian cargo vessel MV Tuska, described as carrying dual-use gear in the Sea of Oman. The IRGC's Qassam al-Anbiya central headquarters issued a formal warning, stating Iran's armed forces will soon retaliate against the American military's armed piracy. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Esmael Baqaei accused the US of ceasefire violations in connection with the seizure. Diplomatic track Islamabad uncertainty, Baqaei stated Monday that Iran has made no decision on attending a new round of Pakistan-mediated talks with the US, citing Washington's contradictory actions. Vance arrived in Pakistan and Trump stated he had no problem meeting Iranian leaders, but Iran's non-confirmation left the Tuesday session in doubt. Pakistan deployed 20,000 police ahead of the hoped-for talks. Iran's FM Araghchi held a second phone call with Pakistani FM Ishaq Dar within 24 hours to review regional developments, suggesting back-channel activity continues. Hormuz and energy markets. Hormuz traffic collapsed post-weekend following mutual attacks. WTI crude jumped approximately 6% to $89 on renewed blockade fears. Oil prices rose further as Strait of Hormuz tensions weighed on markets. Iranian domestic signaling President Pezeshkian stated Iran will try to end the war with integrity, wisdom, and expediency while preserving national honor, and separately emphasized that Iranians do not submit to force. The government spokesperson declared Iran's food supply chain fully operational despite the US-Israeli war and maritime blockade. Pezeshkian also ordered accelerated documentation of damage to historical sites from US-Israeli strikes. Iran-Russia coordination FM Araghchi and Russian FM Lavrov held a phone call to discuss international developments and bilateral relations. Executions and covert networks. Iran executed two men, Mohammad Massoum Shahi and Hamid Validi, convicted of collaborating with hostile groups and receiving training abroad in connection with alleged Mossad-linked plots. Israel separately announced the exposure of an Iranian terror network targeting Israelis abroad. Arrests in Azerbaijan uncovered planned synagogue and embassy attacks, drone plots, and intelligence gathering operations. With ringleaders described as killed during the Iran war, internet restrictions Iran expanded limited internet access to more users, but restrictions remain in place for the majority of the population. Trump deadline warning. Trump threatened infrastructure strikes if Iran rejects a deal by week's end. Reporting conflicts, IRNA framed John Bolton as saying Iranians smell panic in the White House, while US side sources indicate continued pressure posture. Lebanon Northern Front. Israel draws yellow line buffer zone. Thursday talks set. Hezbollah refuses disarmament. IDF buffer zone and ongoing violations. Israel established a yellow line buffer zone in southern Lebanon, and the IDF continues to hold positions in over 50 villages whose residents have been told to stay away. Al-Manar's correspondent reported Israeli bombing in Meiz al-Jabal at dawn on April 20, a large bombing in Al-Tiri around 0830, and another bombing before noon. The total count of reported Israeli ceasefire violations in Lebanon has exceeded 220. Lebanon negotiating position. President Aoun stated Lebanon will handle upcoming negotiations through a delegation headed by Ambassador Simon Karam with the aim of stopping hostilities, ending Israeli occupation in southern Lebanese areas. And deploying the Lebanese army to the internationally recognized border, Aoun said he chose to negotiate with Israel to save Lebanon. House Speaker Nabi Berri received US Ambassador Michelle Issa. Thursday talks confirmed. A second round of direct Israel-Lebanon talks is set for Thursday in Washington. The US confirmed the session and is described as trying to extend the truce. Israeli envoy Yekiel Leiter will lead the Israeli side. Hezbollah opposition Hezbollah lawmaker Hassan Fadlala stated that Israel will fail to create a buffer zone in South Lebanon and that none can disarm Hezbollah. He said it was in Lebanese President Aoun's interest to withdraw from direct talks with Israel, while adding that Hezbollah wanted the current ceasefire to last. .uxo and safety warnings. The Lebanese army renewed its warning that areas damaged by previous Israeli shelling remain hazardous and may contain unexploded ordnance. UN peacekeeper killed. A UN peacekeeper was killed over the weekend, likely from Hezbollah fire, according to UN reporting. Unconfirmed, the prior site trip referenced a French soldier killed in a Hezbollah ambush on April 18. UN News characterizes the incident as likely from Hezbollah fire without formal attribution. International commentary. Spain stated Israel is applying a Gaza strategy in Lebanon. French President Macron urged everyone must calm down and called for maintenance of the ceasefire. Gaza. Settler group plans march near Gaza border on Independence Day. A settler group announced plans to stage a march near the Gaza border on Israel's Independence Day to renew Jewish hold on Gaza Strip, with Nakala settlement cadres among participants and a Likud MK expressing support. No significant new kinetic developments in Gaza were reported within the coverage window. Multilateral institutions, US Treasury designates 7 Iran-backed Iraqi militias commanders. Nuclear talks stall. US Treasury designations. The US Treasury Department designated 7 commanders from 4 US designated Iraqi terror groups as specially designated global terrorists, SDGTs, on April 17. The designations cover leaders from 4 Iran-backed Iraqi militia organizations. Nuclear talks. Iran's nuclear capabilities are described as central to the expected Islamabad talks, but with Iran's non-confirmation of attendance, the nuclear track is stalled alongside the broader diplomatic process. Macron urged calm as US-Iran talks stalled. War crimes dispute. Poland's foreign minister stated IDF soldiers admit to war crimes. Israeli FM Sa'ar called the accusations baseless and reflecting profound ignorance. UAE regional commentary. A UAE international affairs analyst described the presence of US bases in Persian Gulf countries as an added burden and called for their closure, as reported by RNA. End of SITREP. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com. Thanks for listening. Visit sitrepisr.com for the full report and source citations.